Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this snowy Tuesday, November 16th. What a day out there. I am your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. This weather, yeah, Oilers game day, obviously, as they get set to take on the Winnipeg Jets. And Canada also plays Mexico here. And, oh boy, this is going to be a tough, chaotic, fun game, especially with this weather. The Mexican squad must be just looking out the window and being like, oh my God. But nonetheless, let's get to some hockey talk. As the Oilers close out their road trip, they're 2-2 currently on their five-game road trip. Wins in Boston and St. Louis, losses to the Detroit Red Wings and Buffalo Sabres, just how we all imagined this road trip would go. Edmonton 11-3 with 22 points. Winnipeg 8-3-3 sits with 19 points. In the second segment, we'll get to a visitor report, give you some lines for Winnipeg, and we'll hear from Murat Ateş as he joined the Lowdown show today with Alan Mitchell. We'll get a good understanding of the Winnipeg Jets. It is the first meeting of the season, so we'll have that in the second segment. Third segment, we'll get to some news and some games around the NHL for today, and we'll also hear from the head coach Dave Tippett. But let's get right to it. The Edmonton Oilers coming off a 5-4 win on Sunday. They scored that late goal by Yamamoto to pick up their second win on this road trip. Winnipeg is coming off a 3-2 overtime win over the Kings. They have 5 points in their last three games. Like I mentioned, it is the first meeting of the season. Oilers have won the last 6 regular season games, but we all saw what happened in the playoffs, so let's not read too much into that. Quickly, some stats for both teams. Edmonton number one on the power play at 41.9. Winnipeg's 8th at 23.7, so they have a pretty dangerous one as well. And obviously they do, because they have some talented players there. The PK, Edmonton is 2nd right now in the NHL at 88.1. Winnipeg 30th at 65.8%. So we'll see if the refs call penalties that should be penalties or just punish the Oilers because McDavid is just the elite of the elite and too quick for everybody or because they have a potent power play. So we'll see if the refs give the Oilers some power plays, because they will definitely get an advantage there. Faceoffs, Edmonton's 5th in the NHL. Winnipeg is 15th. So another advantage there for your Edmonton Oilers. Your lineups today for Edmonton, I think you're going to be pretty excited. Hyman with McDavid and Puljujarvi. RNH with Draisaitl and Yamamoto. Warren Fogle with Ryan McLeod and Zach Cassian, who returns to the lineup, and that's good news, because that bottom six taking a bit of a hit here without him and Shore. I'll throw Shore in there, because I think when both guys went down, bottom six, like I said, took a hit there. So good to see the big guy back. He's playing some good hockey, and that's just positive news for Edmonton. And Brendan Perlini draws back in. He'll be with Derek Ryan and Kyle Turris, so that means Tyler Benson and Colton Sevier is out. I know today here on the station, a lot of people were saying that it should be Turris out, Sevier in. I'm good either way. I think Turris has been fine. I think Seaver's been fine. Perlini in for Benson. I mean, both guys have just not been very good this year. For the Edmonton Oilers, I mean, throw something in the wall, and it's, whether it's Perlini or Benson, hopefully one of these guys can find a bit of a groove here. But Benson only played over 4 minutes so in the last game, and hopefully Perlini can find a little bit of that scoring touch he had in the preseason. Defensively, Heath with CeCe's your second pair. Nurse back with Barry, Cuckoo with Bouchard, and Mikko Koskinen starts. And we talked about it yesterday with Connor about, should they move Bouchard down? And I think there's two reasons for this. I'm not saying Nurse and Bouchard have been terrible. I haven't said they're great either. I think they've been good, but they've given up a bit here in the last couple games. So I think that's one reason. The other reason, I don't like Barry with Cuckoo or Russell. I think that's a very bad third pairing. I think they struggle mightily. So I like the move. Get Bouchard away from the heavy matchups against the other team's top line or second line. Let him get that feel back on that third pairing. He also solidifies that third pairing, which is wild to say. I think Cuckoo or Russell play better with Bouchard than they do with with Barry. So I think there's two reasons. I think Norris and Bouchard have struggled as of late a bit, and that third pairing is not ideal when Barry's your right shot defenseman. So I think that's why Dave Tippett's making the move. I'm totally okay with this, and you can always go back to it. You can always throw Bouchard back up there if Barry's off or whatever, right? So we'll see what happens tonight, but I'm totally okay with that. Koskinen between the pipe, 9-1 on the season, just outstanding. 2.74 goals against, 915 save percentage. Connor Hellebuyck for the good old Winnipeg Jets, he's 5-2-0-3 with a 2.87 goals against and 911 save percentage. So he's been okay. He's not the Connor Hellebuyck, like the out of this world Vezina winning Hellebuyck, but he is. He's got some decent numbers there. So the Oilers can get to this Winnipeg Jets team. We'll see what happens down there. From the good old Peg, Edmonton, just brutal outside right right now, so the boys might want to stay out on the road a little bit more, but we'll get to predictions also in the third. But I do like that Cassian's back. I do prefer at this point Perlini over Benson. I mean, Turris and Sevier for me, I think you go with Turris here, just loyalty maybe, because I think both guys are equally have been just as good. So I mean, I don't think Sevier's been better. I don't think Turris has been better. I think they've been both decent on that right side on the fourth line. Now it is your fourth line, but I'm okay with that. And I do like this, the shift of between Barry and Bouchard. I do. I think it was time to do it. We talked about it yesterday, and I was thinking about it after Sunday's game, but I don't mind it. And you can always go back to it. And we're probably going to see McDavid with Draisaitl at some point in this game. So that so don't get us so up in arms when you see lineups and guys, you know, flip-flopping lines or pairings and all that. But it's going to be a fun game. These teams, every time they play, it's great. The Edmonton Oilers have won 6 straight in the regular season. They're going to look to continue that. And then they get Winnipeg back on Thursday here in Edmonton. So some exciting hockey for sure for the Edmonton Oilers. Like I said earlier, Canada playing Mexico 7:05 down at a frozen Commonwealth Stadium. The Elks are in action too, if you care. 5:30 against the Toronto Argos. So a lot of sports on this snowy Tuesday. But coming up next, we will hear from Murat Itesh. We'll give you some lines from Winnipeg, as well as it is the visitor report here on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Today, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That's directtv.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, gave you all the info you need about your Edmonton Oilers. So let's get to lines from Winnipeg, and this is courtesy of the Winnipeg media on Twitter. It will be Kyle Connor with Pierre-Luc Dubois and Blake Wheeler. Andrew Kopp with Mark Scheifele and Nikolai Ehlers. Very deadly top six for sure. It will be Harkins with Adam Lowry and Svechnikov. And Toninato with Riley Nash and Veselainen. Defensively, Josh Morrissey with Nate Schmidt. It will be Dylan with Neil Pionk, who's an absolute pest when it comes to playing against Connor McDavid. Someone needs to punch this guy in the face. Like, seriously. He does a good job, and that's what he's supposed to do. I'm not against it. Totally not against that. What I'm against is that he gets away with it. So even if it's Connor McDavid, give him a good shot. Let him know you're there, and that's not going to be easy. And your third pairing is Logan Stanley with Dylan DeMello. Connor Hellebuyck looks to start for the Winnipeg Jets. But a very good lineup. This is going to be a fun game. And let's get to Murat Itesh and learn more about these Winnipeg Jets. That's her first time watching them this season against the Edmonton Oilers. And I mean, the Jets so far this year, how do they look and how have they improved and what are some of the concerns this season?
Well, the first and foremost improvement for the Winnipeg Jets is definitely on defense. It's where everybody knew this team needed to upgrade over the past couple of seasons, ever since Dustin Byfuglien's departure and a few other key exits. You know, they went out and added Nate Schmidt, who struggled in Vancouver last year, but had some great seasons before that. They added Brendan Dillon, who had been solid in Washington for a good long time, and they largely fit in really well. But between those two, plus a better season from Josh Morrissey, if he gets on the power play tonight, you'll see him shooting better than Josh Morrissey has shot, and really a much more assertive player this season than he's been in past years. Winnipeg added 2 top 4 defensemen and then got a third just by Morrissey's improvement. And then on offense, the biggest changes is who's leading the way, because Pierre-Luc Dubois is back to Pierre-Luc Dubois of his first couple seasons. He's a big, fast player. One of Winnipeg's top 3 points leaders, the guy on top's Kyle Connor. The number three on that list is a surprise, Andrew Kopp, and the omissions are Blake Wheeler and Mark Scheifele. So there's been some major changes to who drives the bus offensively for this group right now.
More from Murat Ateş from The Athletic in Winnipeg. Wheeler missed some time earlier on as he was dealing with COVID-19, but here is Murat Ateş on how Wheeler has looked this season and how is that line playing with Dubois and Connor.
Well, Blake Wheeler, to be honest, has started slowly, especially offensively. He actually had to leave the roster for a little bit. He had COVID-19 earlier on in the season, so he's played less games than everybody. He may be still working to get back up to speed. But in terms of his offensive production, he's sitting at 4 points right now, which is completely un-Wheeler-ly. He has committed. He is getting to the middle of the ice, and there's some shot attempts for him that are right on the goal mouth. He's really trying to put that football player mentality. He's made a lot of third and goal type offensive surges, but he's not finishing, and he's not driving play in terms of just busting up the wing like you would think of Blake Wheeler to do. So maybe putting him on that line with Pierre-Luc Dubois and Kyle Connor is partly to get him going, because Pierre-Luc Dubois has been busting up, like whether it's right up the middle, whether it's going wide. Nobody's really been able to stop him quite yet. So if he's driving the bus and it gives Blake Wheeler a chance to be the Blake Wheeler of old, and Kyle Connor can score as he has, I mean, that's a pretty good group up top.
Just a couple more here from Mr. Murat Ateş. The Dubois line's in. He's playing well. I mean, he's playing a lot better than he did when he came over last season in the big trade for Patrick Laine. He is with Wheeler and Kyle Connor, who's off to just a fantastic start for the Jets. Who would they rather see the Dubois line go up against, the Draisaitl or McDavid line?
I don't know how to pick that poison. I mean, I guess the theory is that Dubois is Winnipeg's better, size center in terms of, you know, Mark Scheifele perhaps is going to get that other assignment with Andrew Kopp and Nikolai Ehlers. So maybe you count on that other group to do some real heavy transition work. I don't know, based on the way that McDavid and Draisaitl are going right now, that Winnipeg has an answer that doesn't depend on all five guys playing gangbusters at once. So I honestly have no idea how to answer that question.
The Jets are a really good 5-on-5 team, but are struggling mightily on the PK. They're at, 65.8%, 30th in the NHL. And it's a little bizarre because they are a talented team. They got some quality players there. And yeah, they've missed a couple of their big guys that missed due to COVID. They're dealing with a bit of injury there as well. 5-on-5, okay, but struggling on the PK. So I guess the memo to the Winnipeg Jets is stay out of the box tonight.
The penalty has been horrendous for large stretches, good for a couple games, and then horrendous again. I mean, they're not getting the clears, they're not winning faceoffs, they're not clearing the rebounds, they're not being first to those pucks. And against that elite level of a power play, like an all-timer, I would imagine that Winnipeg's work is cut out for it on special teams right now tonight. At 5-on-5, they have been pretty good. That upgrade to the defense turns out, when you get the stops earlier on in the defensive zone shift and you make the passes a little bit better, Winnipeg's actually spending more time on the other end of the ice, and that's been nice to watch at 5-on-5.
That was Murat Ateş from The Athletic in Winnipeg. He joined the Lowdown Show, so shout out to TSN 1260 Lowdown Show, Murat Ateş, for the content today for the Locked On Oilers podcast. And Paul Stastny is a notable name that's out for Winnipeg. He's day-to-day. He's dealing with they don't have what he's dealing with. It just says day-to-day, so I couldn't tell you. And we'll see a pretty good, a potent top six for sure. An interesting third line. And then that fourth line, remember Dominic Toninato scored a big goal last year in playoffs. And we're all like, who the hell is this guy? And Riley Nash, former Edmonton Oiler draft pick, centering that fourth line. They're going to be a fun game down there in the Peg. Coming up next, we will get to Dave Tippett and some news from around the NHL. I'm Hernan Salas, and this is the Locked On Oilers podcast. We're back and better than ever, a new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Let's get to some interesting games today. Toronto's home to the Nashville Predators. Calgary's on the road in Philly. Montreal is at MSG to take on the Rangers. A monster matchup. Vegas taking on the Carolina Hurricanes, and the red hot Anaheim Ducks go for their 8th straight win as they take on the Washington Capitals. I think Arizona's due for another loss as they're in St. Louis. St. Louis has lost 3 straight, so a little bit of trouble there for that team. Only 1 win on the season. Just what are they doing there? So there is a little bit of info on the schedule tonight. Are you betting? What bets do you like? It's a tough night for betting, I think, outside of that St. Louis game, but you're not making any money, so it's not all so gravy there when you look at that matchup. Some news: Rangers Sammy Blais done for the season. I think it's a torn ACL there. He had an incident with PK Subban. Seems like Subban's been involved in a lot of those this year, so I don't know what the hell's going on there, but yeah, I guess it was in Sunday's overtime win over the New Jersey Devils. And I know I said ACL, I think I saw that earlier, but they're saying just a knee injury, out for season, so I saw that on Twitter making the rounds. Dion Phaneuf officially retires. He will be honored by the Toronto Maple Leafs. So that's pretty much it around the NHL. Of course, Ottawa has their week postponed. They had 3 games due to the COVID outbreak there. So we'll see when they get these games in for the Ottawa Senators. So if you're in fantasy leagues, make sure you adjust your lineups accordingly. If you add Senators players or anyone playing against him this week, don't miss out on that information or you're going to take a hit in your league. But let's get to the head coach, Dave Tippett, as Zach Kassian returns. Berlini draws back in, and the Oilers look to close out their road trip and go over 500. That's currently their 2-2. Here is the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers.
Dave, looks like Zach Kassian's going to come back tonight.
Yeah, sounds like he's ready to play. So yeah, got through the skate all right this morning. So I think he'll be activated and ready for the lineup.
What do you need to see from that line of McLeod, Fogle, and Kassian tonight?
Well, it's the first time we've really Mac's come up the lineup a little bit, so it's the first time we've really seen them together a little bit since camp. So McLeod's played well for us, and Cass coming back, see if we can get that third line going a little bit like it was early in the season.
Dave, how do you think your team is better than the team that lost to Winnipeg in the playoffs last year?
Different teams. Yeah, we've got some different players on it now. It's more depth at forward.
A different style of getting more, a few players who don't do stuff off the rush in terms of Fogles and those sort of things. Things you needed perhaps against Winnipeg?
Well, just some people that play a more grind game. That's the biggest difference, just some different personnel. And the evolution of some personnel. Like, Jesse's continue to come. Bouchard's come along. So there's some evolution of personnel also.
Dave, over this road trip and really over the course of the season, you guys have talked about not being able to put a full 60 together. So what does that say about the ceiling and the potential of this club if you can fire on all cylinders?
Well, we need to play. There's parts of our game that we like and there's parts that we have to improve. And that's no different than any other season as you go on. But there's some parts of our game that we've really got to start digging into. Some of our play without the puck hasn't been nearly good enough. And so we've spent some time addressing that the last couple of days here. I'd like to see us clean up some of that stuff. But that being said, we've been finding ways to win. And, it's always better when you win. But for us, it's about getting better. It's about continue to improve. And we've had a pretty good start. But we all recognize we're going to have to get a lot better to get to where we want to go.
It looks like Mikko Koskinen's going to get the start tonight, yeah. Despite giving up 4. Was that his best effort last game?
Well, we gave up way more chances, especially on our penalty kill. We gave up way too many chances the other night. So he bailed us out of that and gave us a chance to win. And Yamo got a big goal at the end, but he was very good. We gave up far more chances than I'd like to see.
Dave, do you think there's – I know you mentioned you got a lot of new players, but a lot of your core guys are still here. When you played, is there any extra motivation in that first game the following year to a team that kind of ended your dream the year before?
Well, I'm sure for the guys that are here, there's those memories that you want to jump in front of, you know, and there's there's a sour taste left in your mouth from how it ended last year. So the guys who are here, I'm sure there's thoughts of that. The new guys coming in, I think it's clean slate. They want to get going. But for us right now, we've talked more about our team, the way we've been playing this road trip. There's been some good parts, but there's some parts that we got to improve. So It's less about who we're playing tonight and how we're playing. And we recognize Winnipeg's played well this year. They've got a solid team, but we've got to get our game to where it needs to be to give ourselves the best chance to be successful.
In your game specifically, Dave, is it just kind of like the key moments of inconsistency, like, you know, maybe gifting goals where you just give up the puck and you're not under pressure? You mentioned last game some battles around the crease. Because for long stretches you play well, are you kind of almost gifting goals to the other teams and making it a little bit too easy at times?
There's some inconsistency in the structure of how we play, and there's just some mistakes being made more without the puck. Turnovers happen in the game. Both teams have turnovers, and some of those are forced. I mean, that's part of the game, the way the game goes. But there's some structure stuff and then some play without the puck that comes down to positioning, some competitive battle stuff that we can improve our game. If we do that, we'll give up less chances.
Dave, can you give us an update on Mike Smith, where he's at?
Haven't talked to him since he left the team. It was we were talking about a minimum a couple weeks then, and I haven't heard any different.
So it's 2 weeks from when he left.
We'll go back and see. I haven't talked to the doctors.
He's not ready to practice, as far as you know. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, good to have Cassian back. He's been a big part of this team. He's had a positive impact so far this season. Hopefully he can stay healthy from here on out for the Edmonton Oilers, because when he's out of that top six, they do miss a lot there. And it's not just the physicality. He can play, right? He fends well. He mucks it up. And he has the skill to go with it and chip in. So he's with McLeod and Warren Fogle today. Your fourth line will be Perlini, Ryan, and Turris, the dry line, and then McDavid, Puljujarvi, and Hyman. Nurse Barry, Keith Cece, and Cuckoo Bouchard, Koskinen gets the start. And you're up to date here for the Edmonton Oilers game day, 6 o'clock puck drop from Winnipeg. What are you doing for the game? Just chilling at home, having people over? Well, it's Tuesday, so you're probably not having people. You're probably just chilling, especially in this damn weather. It's terrible out there, so please be safe when driving. Turn your lights on and slow down. Slow down. I know we had snow yesterday as well, but today it just seems like it's a bit messy out there. So let's get everyone home safe to enjoy the Edmonton Oilers and Winnipeg Jets. Also, Elks in action. You probably don't care. And then Canada taking on Mexico. Canada wins tonight. I'll tell you this. They're pretty much into the World Cup, which would be absolutely fantastic. Out of this world. Great. It's something that at least I've never seen. I know they went in 86. And yes, I was alive then, but I was a little kid. So I don't remember that at all. So good luck to Canada. Good luck to the Elks. And of course, good luck to the Edmonton Oilers. Hopefully they can finish this road trip off and finish it over 500. Like always, don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. Keep the downloads coming. I truly appreciate all your support. For the Locked On Oilers podcast, prediction. I've been saying for the last couple days, I think the Oilers are going to win this game, and I'm going to say they're going to win this game by a score of 4-3. I think it's going to be a close one. Both teams always go toe-to-toe. Oilers kind of dominated them lately in the regular season. The Winnipeg Jets have the upper hand in the playoffs, sweeping them last season, but 4-3 for the Edmonton Oilers. And I'm going to go with, I think Yamamoto scores again tonight. I think he's feeling good. He's playing good hockey. Finally, the fans are relaxing, taking a break. I'm ragging on this guy. So I'm going to go with Kyler Yamamoto gets a goal tonight, and I'm going to go with the Oilers, a 4-3 win. So let me know what you think. Hit me up on Twitter at HernandeMan. Now for the Locked On Oilers podcast and my producer Juanito, who came in today in these conditions. He is truly the MVP of this podcast. I am HernandeMan. Talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the games tonight. Please be safe out there, and always be humble. Have a good one, and we'll chat tomorrow.